Tonight's topic is also was recommended by the 8th grade class in St. Louis, and the question became, they're learning Gittin, so it became relevant to what they're learning, and unfortunately this has become a common question now. If you see someone violating the quarantine or the CDC rulings of certain gatherings, can you report them to the police? Are you allowed to report someone to the police because they're endangering others by possibly having the virus, which could of course be dangerous for other people? So first we have to understand in general issue of mesira. Mesira means to hand over someone to the authority. This is a very sensitive topic. We have to be very, very careful. I'm starting from the outset. I'm not paskening here. Anytime a situation comes up, you have to ask a shayla to the Rav because it's so sensitive on both fronts, on protecting the Jews, at the same time protecting society and working with authorities. So I'm presenting you just ideas for you to think about. Hopefully this won't have to come to that point, but it is important to understand the background. So let's speak how important it is, how usher it is to be moser. How important is that when you tell the authority about another Jew, that's a very serious offense in the light of, in the eyes of Halakha. How so? So there is a din in Yardea when it comes to Hilchos Shechita. What's the Halakha if a moser, a person to moser, is a person who tells someone else, rats on someone to the authorities, that moser, what happens to his Shechita? Is this Shechita acceptable? So the Ramah brings two deyas. One opinion is Maser Dino Kimumar. A Maser is considered apikoris, and his Shechita is entirely puzzle. But then he quotes a Yesh Machshirim. So there are two deyas in the Ramah, how we paskin with respect to a Shechita of a Moser. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, Yardaya Resh Pei Beis, Pei Aleph rather, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Sefer Torah Shekasru Maser, a Moser who writes the Sefer Torah, or an Eved, or an Isha, or a Katan, or a Kusi, or Yisrael Mumar, the Sefer Torah is Pasul. You could have a Taman Chacham, and he tells on other people to the authority, such a Sefer Torah will be Pasul. So those are two areas that are directly affected by the din of being a Moser. More than that, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, and also in Hilchos Chova Mazik, the following language. It says, Perik Ches of Chova Mazik, Halachates. Aser limsor Yisrael biyad goyim. It's forbidden to give a Jew over to the authorities. Bein begufo, bein bemamono. You can't physically give him over, nor could you tell the goyim where his money is. V'afilu haya rasha. Even if the guy's a rasha and he's a baladeros, afilu haya meitzer lo mitzaru. Even if he's causing you all these sorrows, it's prohibited of being moser anyone over to the authority. And someone who is Moser, the din is Mutter Laharog Moser, guy who rats on other people. You could kill such a person. Bechol Mokom says the Rambam, Ve'afilu Bizman Hazeh, where there is no din in Nefashos. We don't have capital punishment anymore, and yet still the Rambam says you could kill a Moser who hands people over to the authorities. So it's a very serious offense to tell on someone for doing something wrong. Is there ever an exception? Is there ever a time where it's permitted to tell the authorities that someone is doing something wrong? Someone's doing something usher. Is it ever permitted? So there is one example that if a person is causing tsar to the rabbim, the Rambam writes, and it's a chiddush, we'll see where the Rambam gets this from. The Rambam writes, the whole halacha of not being moser someone else, that's only by yachid. If you see yachid doing something wrong, even if it's causing you tsar, you can't tell the authorities. But the Rambam writes, Hametzer letzibur, if the guy is going to be dangerous to the tzibur, umitzar osam, is causing pain, this is very relevant for a person who's involved, a pedophile, a person who's abusing in different levels to the tzibur, who's a danger to society, Mutter lemasro biyad goyim is permitted to hand him over to the authorities. La koso ula esor ula kanso, for a person to hit him, to put him in jail, and to penalize him, whatever that means. But if it's mipnei tsar yachid, if it's only for yachid, that's aser lemasro, and that you can't hand him over to the authorities if it's only a one-to-one basis. But if it's the tzibur is at risk, and how do you define the tzibur? That requires people much greater than I am. But if the tzibur is at risk, then it's permitted and perhaps encouraged to hand them over to the authorities. Now the Rambam, it's unclear where the Rambam got this from. There is no Gemara that says your mutter, you're allowed to hand over a person if he's causing tsar to the tzibur. So the Chasam Sofer says, I know where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam says, there's a Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin, where Shalach Lei Mar Ukva, Mar Ukva sent a message to Rabbi Elazar, that there are certain people, Bnei Adam, who are Omd Malai, who are busy attacking me. Ubiyavdi, I have the opportunity, Ulamasam Lamalchus, I can hand them over to the authority, I've got a great relationship, I could just rat on them and they'll be done with. So what's the din? Am I allowed to most of them to the Malchus? Rabbi Elazar, he wrote the Sirtit, he wrote on a piece of cloth and he wrote some lines. Whenever you write a pasuk, you have to write lines like we have in a Sefer Torah. And he writes, Amarti, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Amarti eshmora drachai mechato bilshoni. Protect your mouth from speaking with your tongue evil. Eshmora lefi machzum, put a muzzle on it. Bode Rasha lenegdi, up against a Rasha. In other words, afa pishu Rasha lenegdi, even though there's a Rasha, eshmora lefi machzum. Don't speak about them. Don't be most of the yachid. Later on, he sends further. Kometzar li mtuva, they're really causing me pain. V'lomatzi okimba, I can't handle anymore. Rabbi Elazar says another pasuk, Dom Lashem, Davin Tashem, Vishololo, they're going to die. So he woke up in the morning, it says, the Dom Lashem, Vuya Pilam Lecha Chalam Chalalam, he davened and they all died. He woke up in the morning and that was effective. Says the Chasam Sofer, that this was all the Yachid. A Yachid to a Yachid, that's where you have to daven. But when it comes to a tzibur, is the implication of the Gemara, says the Chasam Sofer, that one would be allowed to tell the authorities about a person who's endangering the tzibur. Now, there is one restriction. Now, the problem is of giving someone over to the authority, the Rama writes that it's something called avedus akum. We don't return a lost object to a non-Jew. So by you returning a person, even though he's endangering the public, it's avedus akum. You don't return lost objects. But Rav Shechter explains that when there's Chil Hashem involved, and when there's Pikuach Nefesh involved, then there's a requirement to tell the authorities. One must tell the authorities about a person who's endangering. So that being said, again, I'm not paskening here. I spoke to Rabbanim, but I'm not even quoting the Rabbanim I spoke to, that if a person is violating the quarantine, if they're going against the CDC, whereby we're told and we're seeing, unfortunately, that this is an endanger, it's a danger to the public, people are dying, people are being hospitalized, then there's a requirement to call the authorities. Now, before doing that, it's highly recommended you speak to the individual first. If he'll listen to you, I'm going to call the cops, you better stop going outside. That's first level. Second level is call your rabbi to hopefully get involved before you actually call the police. But we see based on this how important it is to protect the public. Hopefully no one's doing anything so reckless like we're describing here, but unfortunately people are not taking this seriously enough. So if they are, we have to take it seriously to protect ourselves, protect our parents, protect our grandparents, and we see all ages of people are being endangered. So this is something that's very terrible, and therefore if it need be, again, follow the levels. Warn the person, speak to rabbi, and if need be, ask a shayla whether you should call the authorities. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, no one should have to do this at all, and we should be zocha that our tefillahs are answered, and this eighth tzar ends. Please send in more recommendations of questions. I got a few more on the list. Someone asked if I could go through some Hagalas Kalim. So tomorrow I'm going to discuss how to do Hagalas Kalim in one's house of boiling water the proper way, and then I have a few more coming up, so please send them in. Feel free. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Kol tov.